Father, still our minds and open our ears and hearts to receive a word from you today. We invite you into this time and space with us. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture for you today three times. Today we are focusing on Psalm 77, verses 1 through 3. The first and third time I'll read it in the ESV translation, and the second in the Message translation. Simply sit and listen, and I'll direct you as to your thoughts before each reading. The first time I read, just simply sit and listen with your eyes open or closed in quiet space. I cry aloud to God, and He will hear me. I sought the Lord in my day of trouble. My hands were continually lifted up all night long. I refused to be comforted. I think of God. I groan. I meditate. My spirit becomes weak. As I read the verse for the second time, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. I yell out to my God. I yell with all of my might. I yell at the top of my lungs. He listens. I found myself in trouble and went looking for my Lord. My life was an open wound that wouldn't heal. When friends said everything will turn out all right, I didn't believe a word they said. I remember God and shake my head. I bow my head, then wring my hands. As I read the verse for the third and final time, listen and begin to pray, reflect, and hear what God might be saying to you. I cry aloud to God, and He will hear me. I sought the Lord in my day of trouble. My hands were continually lifted up all night long. I refused to be comforted. I think of God, I groan. I meditate. My spirit becomes weak. After I close in prayer, try to spend 15 to 30 minutes journaling, listening, or just praying, simply being with God in this moment. I'm going to read a prayer by Sarah Bessie, a prayer for when you don't even know what you want. Settle down into the silence. Close your eyes. Inhale. Speak the name of God that rises to your lips. Jesus, Mother, Abba, Yahweh, Father, God, Spirit, simply let it be what it is. And exhale. Imagine God calling you by your name, and hear God say to you, as Jesus said to the blind man who called out to Him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And answer honestly.